051873 Robert G. Smith versus Francis J. Harvey.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
May it please the court, I'm Meg Bergeron, attorney for appellant Dr. Robert G. Smith. The issue in this case is very straightforward. Did the Army Board for the Correction of Military Records improperly deny Dr. Smith constructive service credit under a 1976 Department of Defense directive for the time he spent working towards his master's degree in anatomy? The record shows that the denial was improper. The record shows that the denial was not based on the relevant criteria set forth in the directive.
Could I just ask you, in opposing the Secretary's summary judgment below, did you argue that Dr. Smith's master's degree constituted an unusual qualification for purposes?
That issue was not addressed by Dr. Smith below.
That claim is waived, is it not?
Well, the issue was briefed and argued by the Army Board below, and it is an issue of law. It's a question of law, one that the court would review de novo if there had been a district court decision. And so since it's been fully briefed, the court certainly does have the discretion to address the issue on appeal, and we ask that it do so.
But I have a question. Looking at the regulation, it appears to me that the regulation itself confers significant discretion on the secretary to decide what is unusual as a qualification and what isn't. It says, unusual qualifications not otherwise credited as determined by the military department secretary. And so, maybe if you're an engineer, that's unusual, but maybe if you, took art history, that's not helpful to the military, and so they don't care if you have an art history qualification or not. And certainly if it's just the same anatomy course that any doctor would complete in 4 years of medical school, maybe that's just duplicative.
Well, that's correct.
There's just some discretion. So how this court could step in, it almost reminds me of Heckler against Cheney. Is there some objective criterion that we could apply to decide whether it was unusual or not?
Well, it certainly does give the Army Board discretion. The problem here is that there was no determination one way or the other as to whether it was an unusual qualification. The only determination was that Dr. Smith did not possess a doctorate or comparable degree in a second health discipline.
And how can you call a master's degree comparable to a doctorate, by the way? It's a strange notion of academic hierarchy to me, at least.
Well, the possession of a doctorate is not a prerequisite to a finding that something is an unusual qualification. That's listed as one example. It is not an exhaustive list of the example. It says including but not limited to a doctorate or comparable degree.
So a JD may be a comparable or an LLB in the old days degree.
Correct. No degree is actually required. It just simply requires a determination by the secretary that there be an unusual qualification, including but not limited to these things that are specifically listed.
And how could we say the secretary abused his discretion in finding that this, if we assumed beyond the waiver point that this is even there, how can we say that anatomy is that kind of an area and an abusive, surely this is abusive discretion review. Would you agree with that?
Well, the review is whether it was arbitrary, capricious, or contrary to law. And
how could it possibly be arbitrary or capricious given the nature of this degree?
It's contrary to the directive, the very text of the directive, because the Army Board said this paragraph requires, this is a language that was used in the decision, this section requires possession of a doctorate or comparable degree, and therefore we're not awarding the credit. And the directive does not require possession of a doctorate. The board had to go beyond that and say, well, we determined that this is or is not an unusual qualification, and there was no discussion whatsoever of that issue. They simply stopped at, oh, it's not a doctorate, and looked no further. Therefore, it was contrary to the terms of the directive, and really there was no discretion exercised at all. Are there any other questions on that particular issue? For that reason alone, because it was contrary to the directive, because they did not address the key issue at all of whether it was an unusual qualification, on that basis alone, Dr. Smith is entitled to relief in this case, to an award of credit, or in the alternative, a remand to the board for a proper determination of the issue. Now, the Army Board has argued that you can infer that they decided the unusual qualification issue in the decision, but as I just kind of, we just had a brief discussion, there is no discussion whatsoever of that issue, and the board stopped once it found that it wasn't a doctorate, because the board misconstrued the directive as to require a doctorate, but that is not part of the terms of the directive. It does not require the possession of that degree. There's an independent basis on which a court can grant relief for Dr. Smith, and that is under paragraph, because the board's decision that denying credit under paragraph 4D3, which is another section, applicable section of the...
Well, that talks about approved graduate or postgraduate education subsequent to graduation from a dental school, and I really can't construe that provision as applying to someone who never went to dental school.
Well, the Army Board believed that this provision was applicable to Dr. Smith, even though he had a medical degree and not a dental degree, and certainly in its discretion construed it as applying not only to individuals in dental school, but also to individuals who had achieved their medical degree. And the limitation, and when you start with that understanding that it applies to both medical degrees and dental degrees, what you have is a paragraph in the directive which grants credit for graduate and postgraduate work in the specialty appointed to, but it also has a limit within it for individuals who have a dental degree. Those individuals will only be awarded credit for postgraduate and graduate work done after they have received their dental degree. But that limit only applies to individuals with dental degrees and not individuals who have medical degrees.
Okay.
And in imposing that limitation, in saying, well, because the master's was earned before the medical degree, it imposed a limitation and a restriction on the award of credit that's not spelled out in the directive, and so was contrary to the terms of the directive. And for that reason was arbitrary, capricious, contrary to law, and for that additional reason, Dr. Smith is entitled to relief in this case. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. O'Connor? Thank you.
Good afternoon. The district court.
Is it true that the Army itself raised and argued the precise issue of 4D5? I mean, you say he waived any claim under 4D5 by failing to raise it in opposition. And Ms. Vergerant argues that the Army itself raised and argued the precise issue.
We raised that issue in our responsive brief in this court.
No, which I thought...
Well, we talked about it in the district court. It was the reason we did that was that the Army Board of Correctional Military Records was presented with no reason why Dr. Smith should have been granted the additional constructive service time. So it had to look at the regulation and figure out what sections of the regulation may possibly apply to his claim for an additional 2 years of credit because he got this master's degree in...
But you did raise it.
We raised it for the district court. Yes, we did raise it in the district court. It was not addressed by the district court for the same reason, that there was no presentation by the plaintiff as to why he was entitled to this particular award of extra time. And that was what the district court's decision was, that the plaintiff had not presented any evidence at all as to why he should be given this additional credit. With respect to, we believe that the waiver argument is sound, and D5 was waived, even though not addressed in the district court, or because it was not addressed in the district court. The appellate court can take a look at that issue on the merits, but only in very unusual circumstances. And I don't think this is a very unusual circumstance. And it's raised by the party, not raised by the party who is asserting it, to reverse the district court on an issue that it did not consider or even mention in its decision, I think would be kind of overstepping the bounds of appellate review of that issue, and I think it's been waived. With respect to the merits of the 5D, the plaintiff tries to parse the regulation or the directive to say the Army Board of Correctional Military Records should have used the magic words, apparently, unusual circumstance, in order to say that the doctorate or the master's that he had was not did not qualify him for the additional credit. What the board actually did, however, is to say, look, he doesn't have a doctorate or a comparable degree as envisioned by this regulation. And in saying he didn't have the example that the regulation uses, says those are not unusual circumstances to be considered in this case. I agree with you, Judge Wood, that a master's to be compared with a doctorate is very unusual, and specifically in this case, a master's in anatomy, which is the beginning year of medical school, seems to be an unusual thing, particularly when it also has to be characterized as an additional degree in a second health discipline. The second health discipline language was also emphasized by the ABCMR in its 2000 decision to deny reconsideration of the 97 decision to deny him the extra credit, if I think I got the sequence of events right there.
So your sentence.
With respect to the successful completion of the graduate degree post-dentistry. That, again, is a parsing of words that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. The statute says that he can get credit for approved courses. There's no representation here that this course was ever approved by anybody to lead to this additional credit. And also, it requires that it also be in a second health discipline. Why the argument is made that this statute applies at all, or this section applies at all, is a question to me. And the district court said, suffice it to say that it does not apply in this circumstance because it's not subsequent to either a medical degree, if that section applies to medical doctors, or to other health professionals, or to dentists. And to parse that word to only refer to dentistry seems to be very restrictive of the board's interpretation of its own regulation. We believe that the district court correctly found that Dr. Smith had not presented evidence sufficient to give the board reason to grant him the additional constructive service credit. We think that the board's decision was reasonable, and it should be upheld by this court.
Thank you very much. Ms. Vergerant, you have 2 minutes.
I have nothing further to add, but simply if here to answer questions if you had any. Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Thank you both. Case will be taken under advisement. Appeal.